From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Republican Massachusetts State Senator Scott Brown has won the U.S. Senate seat long held by the late Democrat Ted Kennedy. Brown told his supporters tonight that his victory was a vote for the people of Massachusetts.
From the Berkshires to Boston, from Springfield to Cape Cod, the voters of this Commonwealth defied the odds and the experts. The independent majority has delivered a great victory.
Democrat Martha Copley said she's heartbroken but has congratulated her opponent and wished him luck. She says she'll continue to fight for the causes that she believes in.
I will not forget the fierce determination with which we approach this, not just again about this campaign, about the things we believed in and we still believe in and we will still fight for and on after tonight. And I know you will join me in that.
The Massachusetts Senate race means Democrats no longer have 60 votes in the Senate to break Republican filibusters and perhaps not enough support to pass a Democratic health care overhaul bill. Scott Brown has already indicated that he would vote against the current health care measure, but House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is showing no concern about Democrats not having the support they need to get a health care overhaul bill approved. Pelosi told reporters today that Congress will approve a final bill, no matter who wins the Senate race in Massachusetts. More American troops are arriving in the Haitian capital of Port-au-Prince, 1 week after an earthquake flattened many parts of the city. As NPR's Jackie Northam reports, the troops will join other international forces in relief and security efforts.
There is a much greater presence of American troops here in Port-au-Prince. U.S. military helicopters swoop over the massively damaged city, while American military vehicles slowly move through streets choked with people and rubble. As many as 11,000 American military personnel are on the ground, on ships nearby, or on their way to Haiti to help with the relief effort. Many U.S. and international troops are at distribution sites increasingly set up in many parts of Port-au-Prince, and there are airdrops as well to try to get food and water to people living in tent cities. But many people are still going without any relief supplies. It's hoped the logjam at the tiny airport will lift soon and the port may be open within days, allowing more aid to get to people who are growing increasingly desperate. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.
A Mexican rescue team has recovered a 69-year-old woman from the ruins of the residence of Haiti's Roman Catholic Archbishop. The woman was dehydrated and had a dislocated hip and a broken leg. She sang a hymn of praise and thanks to God. Meanwhile, aid continues to come from around the world, but is not quickly being distributed. This is NPR News. Power has been restored to the airport in Fresno, California, where security screeners had to inspect luggage by hand. Another powerful storm in Southern California is being blamed for at least one death. Los Angeles County fire officials have issued mandatory evacuation orders for more than 580 homes in flood-prone foothill areas beginning early tomorrow, ahead of yet another storm. Heavy rains and powerful winds that smashed windows and submerged cars blamed for a storm earlier today. A divided U.S. Supreme Court has given a Georgia death row inmate a chance at resentencing because of sexually explicit gifts sent to the judge by the jury. NPR's Nina Totenberg has the story.
Marcus Wellens was sentenced to die for the rape and murder of a 15-year-old girl. But today, the Supreme Court, by a 5-4 vote, sent the case back to the Federal Appeals Court in Atlanta for reexamination. In an unsigned opinion, the High Court said the disturbing facts of the Wellens case raised serious questions concerning the conduct of the trial and whether the appeals court had provided more than perfunctory review of those facts. Specifically, the justices said no court has ascertained exactly what went on behind the scenes in the trial or what prompted the jury to send the judge a gift of chocolate shaped as male genitalia and a gift to the bailiff of chocolate shaped as female breasts. The judge did not report any of this to the defense, and when it later came to light, there was no evidentiary hearing to determine what had happened. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow Industrials gained 115 points. The Nasdaq rose 32. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.